Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Okay. And how long have you had that?
Not a year yet.
Do you have that policy handy? Because there's some... Okay, that's fine. The reason I ask is because they have a couple different programs. Do you know on your program, is it their whole life program or their term life? Okay. So, do you know what your...
Hey, go back in there with that.
Let me just take a look, because I've got a sample policy.
Go back in there.
Do you know what the benefit is that you have now on your AARP? Or how much? What do you pay on it?
$12.90.
Let's see, how old are you? You're 60. Just turned 60. So you bought on your 59. Well, the premium would have just went up then, because it goes up every 5 years. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I didn't think that's good insurance or not.
Well, and that's what I wanted to show you. This is what you have.
Go back in there, y'all. What am I doing?
This is the AARP policy, okay? It's AARP for New York Life. And what we have to look at is a couple things here. What it says, this is an AARP level benefit term life. Here, let me see. I've got a pair here that might help. There you go. They're just reading glasses. I don't know if that's... Yeah. That work?
Yeah.
Okay, it says it's an AARP level benefit term life policy. It says group level benefit term life insurance to age 80 with increasing premiums. Now, that's what we have to look at, and this is the concern. This is called a term life. Okay, now, let's understand what that means. Is if we go to the premium page, it's right here. It says your premiums, let me find it right here, premiums. It says your premium contribution increases at 5 year age bands, which you found out already did. It already went up a little bit. It says your premium will increase for each 5 year age band and will be based on your then current age. Your premium contribution is subject to change at any time on a class basis. So what that means is they're going to raise your premium every 5 years for sure, but they can also change at any time they want if they change the entire group. Okay, so that's one problem that we have to address here. The second problem we have to address is, and that's why I asked people, I said, you know, there's two questions I asked people. I said, first of all, your premiums ever go up? And they'll go, well, yeah, they go up a little bit. I think mine just went up. Okay. The second question, can your policy ever be canceled by the company? And they always say, oh, no, as long as I pay my premiums, they cannot.
But they can.
Well, it says right here, when insurance ends, the day before the anniversary of your insurance date on which you're age 80. Okay, so you're going to pay into that policy for 20 years. And then if you're still alive when you're 80 years of age, they're going to send you a letter and say, oh, by the way, you're canceled. And so, but here's what it's going to do. That's a $5,000 policy, by the way, is what you're paying on. Because you're paying $1,330 is a $5,000 policy. I think that's right. And you said you were paying something. Let me look at this other.
Okay.
$1,222 is what you said, right? Yeah, it's a $5,000 policy. Well, then it's going to go up to $1,569. Then it's going to go up to $2,191. Then it's going to, and then it's going to cancel. And so basically, you're going to invest all that money in that program, and it's going to be gone. Well, our program, there's two types of insurances, whole life, term life. This is term life. We use whole life. Now, the only difference on our programs, let me grab a brochure here real quick. Okay. With our program, you get, there's three guarantees. And there's a lot of junk on this page. Let me get to the one I'm looking for. Okay, you have affordable rates. Affordable rates that will not increase. Okay, these are guarantees that we put in writing. You have benefits remain level. Now, theirs does too. You got a $5,000, our policy says $5,000 forever. Okay? Now, our rates will never increase. No, it's not. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then the last thing on our program is the policy can never be canceled as long as premiums are paid. Okay, what did I just read to you on this one? That policy is going to cancel even if premiums are paid. Okay? So, the thing we have to look at is what's, you know, you bought this program to protect your family, okay, to help take care of funeral expenses, correct? Well, what to look at is when you've passed away, your worries are over, but your children's worries have just started. Okay, and the question they'll ask themselves is, all right, so the question we have to ask ourselves is, where's the money going to come from? Well, if you die before you're age 80, AARP is not a bad program to have. But chances are you're not going to die before you reach age 80. And so all of a sudden you're 85, 86, 87 years of age, you pass away, and your family's going, great, Mom. Your son says, where am I going to come up with $10,000 to bury you? Well, and that's what we do, is we give you a guaranteed cash benefit. There's only one person that can take you out of this program, and that's you. As long as you make your premium payments, your policy will remain in force. We can't increase the premiums as you get older. We can't reduce the benefits as you get older. If your health changes, you develop a cancer, have a heart attack, or a stroke, we can never eliminate you from this program for any reason, as long as the payments are made. How's your health in general?
I haven't really thought about that.
Okay. But nothing as far as heart attacks or strokes, cancers, diabetes, emphysema. You just ache all the time. You just gotta keep moving. Okay. Well, now do you take any prescription medications just for the rheumatoid arthritis, but nothing else? No heart pills or diabetes or nothing like that? Okay. Okay. Well, how our program works is we can provide a benefit starting at $5,000 or going as high as $25,000. The benefits we provide are an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. So simply put, when you die, we pay. But it becomes important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die? We never know. It's a guaranteed event, but it comes at an uncertain time. So our program says, when you die, we pay. Second reason it becomes important is cause of death. How are you going to die? We don't know. But you're going to die one of three ways. You can die naturally, which we will pay for. It means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You can die accidentally. You could be in a car accident or a fire, a tornado, a fall, a drowning, a shooting. We will pay for that. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide. Now, we don't pay for suicide during the first 2 years. We'll give all your money back. After 2 years, we even pay for suicide, which is highly unusual. So I don't care how death occurs. I don't care when death occurs. We pay the benefits. Now, being a cash benefit means we pay your son. I don't pay the funeral home. I don't pay the hospital. I don't pay the nursing home. I pay your son. It's his money to use as needed. Well, what are your final expenses going to be? Well, funeral is a big part of it. But then you also have outstanding medical bills. You have opening and closing the grave, the cost of the grave space itself, food, flowers, and clothing. We don't pay our cable TV bill and die the next day. We don't pay our phone bill and die the next day. And so we've always got these bills that come in after we're gone that our family has to pay for, that our son has to pay for. And so when I talk about a cash benefit, I'm talking about, here's 10, here's 12, here's $15,000. He gets to use it as needed. But here's what's really nice. He's going to get it even if he doesn't need it. And someone says, why wouldn't he need it? Well, let's say you are killed accidentally. You're in a car accident. And it's the other person's fault. And that insurance company comes back and says, we're going to pay for everything. We're going to replace your mother's car, pay her medical expenses, and we'll pay her funeral expenses. We would still write your son a check for $15,000. If he has too much money, I'm sorry, that's his problem. I've been in this business for 21 years. No one's ever called me up and said, Jim, my mama died and I got too much money. I don't get those phone calls. But I get them almost every week from someone looking for, are you sure? In fact, I just had one last week right here in Lady called me. She said, Jim, my mother passed away, and I found a brochure and an old policy in her file drawer for, that you sold her about 6 or 7 years ago. Is it still in force? And I called the company, called her back. I said, no, I'm sorry, it's not. She made one payment and never made another payment. She said, I was afraid of that. She said, I don't know what we're going to do now. So it's an important asset to own, really more important to your son than it is to you. But it gives you the peace of mind knowing the money will be there to take care of the expenses when it does happen. Now, the three guarantees, as I told you, payment never goes up, the benefit never comes down, and the policy cannot be canceled as long as the premiums are paid. That's in writing. Those aren't things we just say just to be sounding good. That's in writing. All right? Now, you can change anytime you want, though. You can increase the benefit. What do you think the cost of funerals are going to do? I was raised in the funeral business. Back in the 60s and 70s, my parents were funeral directors, and the average funeral was only $1,000. I started in this business in 1988. 21 years ago, the average funeral was $3,000. Now it's over $7,000. They say it's going to go over $10,000 in the next few years. And so as that expense goes up, you can increase the benefits of this policy to make sure it always stays adequate. More importantly, that flexibility gives you a program that's always affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business. All right? So we'll look. If you ask for a $15,000 program, we'll look at that for you. If that's affordable, then that's what you want to go with. But if it's not, you don't throw up your hands and say, I just forget it. Let's look at a $12,000 program. Start with $10,000. That's better than nothing, knowing that in a year or two or three, you can add a couple $1,000s to it. And 3 or 4 or 5 years later, add a couple $1,000s to it. So that way you have a program that's always adequate, but it's always also always affordable. Then we go one step beyond that. Nice thing about a program is our economy is a little bit weird right now. We don't know what's going to happen. So that flexibility doesn't change today. Let's say today that $15,000 benefit is affordable, but 4 years from now it's not. 3 years from now, 3 months from now, it's not. You can always reduce it down. You can always step your payments down. That way you don't run the risk of losing your benefits. There's nothing more frustrating than you get involved in a program and you pay and you pay and you pay and you pay, then you can't pay. Or like in the ARP, you pay on it for 20 years, and all of a sudden you get a letter saying, hey, see you later. And everybody tells us, if I'd have known that, I would have never bought it. Well, we buy it for one reason. It's very inexpensive, and you'll see there's a big difference between the cost of their program and the cost of my program because of one thing. Mine's a guaranteed benefit. As long as you do one thing, make the payment until the day you die, this program stays in force. And so you control the policy, not some company, not some organization. You control it. And that way, no one can come in and take it away from you. No one can. Well, and the problem is, it leaves your son hanging. You know, AARP would have left your son out there hanging. You know, they would have kept all your money in their bank account, and your son would have been going, great, what am I going to do now? That's the problem with that. So what this program gives us, what the program gives you the ability to do is to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. So death is guaranteed. Death is guaranteed. I think we agreed on that. And so that's why I can call this a guaranteed cash benefit, because we know at some point in time, I'm going to pay the money to your son. And the most important aspect to understand is he's going to get it when he needs it really badly, because he's going to be sitting across the desk from the funeral director, and the funeral director is going to say, where's the money coming from? Okay. Any questions? We'll take a look for you here. Let me ask you, first of all, some health questions here, because that's what determines the cost of your benefits. Have you ever had a company and you do not use tobacco products, correct? Okay, you are right now. Okay, your $15,000 benefit, you'd be looking at $51.79 a month for $15,000.
What is $10,000?
$10,000? Well, we can grab, let me look at 12. 12, you'd be looking at $42.13. Now, one of the things we have to look at, this program is like a savings account. The difference being is you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. Well, even if we look at the $15,000 program, it's $51.79. That's a little less than $2 a day. Do we squander $2 a day? Not every day. Not every day. But we do it from time to time. But the point I want to make here, Mr. is how long would it take you to save $15,000 or $2 a day?
A long time.
Yeah, we can't live long. And we give it to you just like that. That's the advantage, okay? So, yeah, you can start the program wherever you're comfortable, and you can move it up or down as you need to. So, you know, that's why I was telling my clients, I said, well, how much does it cost? I said, that's up to you. You tell me.
Yeah.
You know, now, and this is one of
the... Start at what?
Yeah, but we have to look at... Yeah, we have to look at, you know, like you said, what's adequate? You know, most, for someone your age, as the funeral directors tell me, don't start anything less than $10,000 to $12,000, because you're 60 years of age in good health. You're not going to use this thing for 15 to 20 years. Well, what are funerals going to cost then? Okay. So you can try it at any level you want, but your $10,000 program, you'd be looking at $35.69. So basically $1 a day.
Mm-hmm.
$1 a day. So, and that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Good place to start. So we can try that, and then we'll get your other one canceled. When do you send them a check or money order every month? Okay. Do you know when you paid that last?
Last month.
Okay.
I didn't pay it this month.
Okay. And you just don't need to. Just let it go, and it'll take care of itself.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I don't think I want that.
Yeah. No, it's, like I said, and it disappoints, because AARP is a good organization, and New York Life's a good company. I've had New York Life insurance policies in my lifetime before.
Mm-hmm.
And why they do that to senior citizens, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. It does not. Okay. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're down at the bottom of the... Don't get distracted. And then,
okay, female, and your date of birth, that shows
on top of the beads. And then these go in.
Were you born in Kansas?
No. And
you are years of age. What's your social security number?
So,
well, that's a pretty easy one to remember, isn't it?
Beautiful. And of course, weight the top with a damp.
And your son's name?
Rodney.
R-O-D-N-E-Y. Does he have a middle initial?
D.
Mm-hmm. As in David?
Dwayne.
Okay, and his last name?
Stewart.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you put those in the refrigerator and you take the beautiful and use them as garbage.
And how do you receive your Social Security benefits?
Okay, this is
about a month. Okay, they just directly deposit that into your savings account for you, or do they have a debit card?
Yeah, debit card.
Okay, is that through a local bank here? Or that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know what's the bank?
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Enterprise Bank. Okay, because this will have to be paid through your account each month, so we'll set that up. That, so your money goes in on a third or the first of each month?
Mm-hmm.
The first of each month? Okay, so we'll start this for you. You want it on the first or after the first?
That'll be a little about
the third?
Yeah, seven.
Okay. Okay, we'll start it on the third of next month for you.
That'll be on the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. We can certainly do that. All right, let me get your autograph in a couple of places here. Okay. On this line right there, I need a... Good for you. Good. Hang on, I need one more. It's way down at the bottom. That X right there. Okay. Do you know your account number? Or do you have if you have a top part of a bank statement, I can get it off of that.
I'm wearing them like they're
nice. Run off my glass. That's okay. If you need them, go ahead. I forgot all about them. They look pretty good on you.
They look like new ones.
They look like grandma's glasses, don't they? Where's my daughter? She's in school. She goes to college. Oh, I didn't bring any with me. Sorry. How'd you know I have gum?
Mm-hmm.
It's green, look.
Ooh.
Hmm?
Who built it?
I don't know.
Who found it?
Who found it?
No, who found it?
No,
found it.
I don't know what you're saying.
Who found it?
Who found it?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I got those at Walmart, I think, for about $10.
Okay, $7.
Okay.
Now, is that a
what's your name?
Is that a checking or a savings? How do they consider that? It's a checking account. Okay. I need to take this, just this top half with me, if that's okay, because I want that information. Okay. I just need your name and, yeah, just this information. Okay. But you don't write checks, so you use your debit card. Okay, but it is a checking account. So I want that. Okay, very good. Oh, I forgot. I need one more signature from you on the top line right there. And then the company wants to ask you the same health questions on the phone. Is it okay if we use your phone? Are you limited to minutes? If you are, I can get mine. Okay, it's a toll-free number, but it'll take about 10 minutes. I have all information here that we need. We're going to start with a $10,000 benefit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to start 5309. Okay. Yeah, they'll just ask you the same health questions I just asked you. Done. Hello? That is all.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
No.
Bye-bye.
No.
You are good to go. Okay. No. Company doing business with...
So you need to get it.
I'm going
to
get that mute out.
Okay. Company doing business with Columbian Life. They've been in business for 125 years.
No.
My name is Jim Mull. My toll-free number in my office is right there. You have a $10,000 benefit. $36.97 per month, drafting on the third of each month. That begins 5/3/09. Mm-hmm. Now, this policy also has a double indemnity clause that says if you're killed accidentally, we double that benefit to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guarantees, as I told you, we put them in writing. They're right down here. Your premium guarantee says your premiums will never increase regardless of your age or your health. Okay, so that's the number one guarantee. Death benefit guarantee says your death benefit will never decrease. And it says guaranteed, non-cancelable. Your policy will never be canceled as long as application questions are answered correctly and premium payments are kept current. Okay? So you control the policy. Okay? So it remains in force at all times. So I'll leave that for you. You have the Classic One full benefit. Okay, so on the 3rd of May, you will have a $10,000 policy, which means it goes into effect that day. Okay, so as long as you make the premium payment, you've got a policy. Okay? I'll leave that for you. So again, my toll-free number is right there if you have any questions. I'll also put my business card in here. Questions or concerns, you give me a call. And we also provide a memorial guide. If you want to write down all your funeral instructions, what you want done, like what color casket you want, what kind of vaults you want, what kind of flowers do you like, what songs you want to play, what Bible passages you want read, who should the pallbearers be, and all that. Okay? I'll leave that for you. And yeah, just when your AARP thing comes, just throw it in the trash. Just throw it in the trash that way. Actually, you'll have double coverage for a couple months because you have a 30-day grace period, so they have to give you free coverage for 30 days. So, yeah. And then just remember, it'll show on your bank statement, Columbian Life, $36.97.
Okay.
And that'll remain the same forever until you change it. You want to go up, come down, you can do that. You can add the girls in if you want to at some point in time. You can, it's your program, do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right? Thank you. Nice meeting you. Thanks for mailing the card in. Girls, see you later. Be good for Grandma, okay? You were good this morning. You were good. Yeah. You were very good for Grandma. Okay. All right. Have a good day. You want gum? Have to talk to Grandma, I guess. All right. All right. Do you want your dog back in? Come on back in, buddy. There you go. He wants to run with the girls. All right. Have a good day.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.